Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Getting jiggy with it.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, visiting with my heroes, small business owners. Larry O'Toole is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. He's the first runner-up small business person of the year. He's the president and the founder of a company called Gentle Giant Moving Company, Incorporated, out of Somerville, Massachusetts. And ladies and gentlemen, if you could see Larry, you would understand why he named his company that. He's a big guy. He's a tall guy, and has a very gentle personality and not soft-spoken guy and kind of guy you'd want to make sure is your friend. And I want to introduce him to you right now. Larry O'Toole, welcome to the show.
Very happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Larry. And I just want to start with that I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on this award, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, your company has been in business now for about 24 years.
Correct.
Started in 1980. And according to the material I've got, you founded it with a friend. You have a moving company.
Correct.
You founded your company with a friend's truck and a $17 ad in a Boston newspaper.
That's correct.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was actually my roommate. I had been an engineer, and I quit with the idea of starting my own business. I was hoping to get into light manufacturing, making antique replicas of barometers and clocks.
I see.
But it was going to take a while to get going, and I needed some cash flow, and I was doing this and that to just pay the bills and not dip into my savings. So my roommate said, oh, you know, you should just start moving, you know, just put an ad in the paper and people will call you.
And what do you think about that suggestion?
I thought he was a little crazy. Well, he is a little crazy, actually.
So you're still friends, huh?
We are. He owns Norton Guitars.
Okay.
He makes custom guitars now. He's based in Montana now. He's an incredible guy.
Well, didn't he get an award once? I think I know about his company.
Yeah, he's supplied a lot of guitars to a lot of the best
rock
musicians.
Yeah, I think I know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy. Anyway, back then he was lying on the ground out on the street every day fixing people's cars. Yeah, but he's a real survivor. So he said, you know, just put an ad in the paper. And then one day we had a party, and his girlfriend complained to me that he wouldn't dance with her. He's a shy kind of a guy. So I said to her, you go out on the dance floor, and he will join you. So she goes out on the dance floor and sort of shrugs, going, what's going on? I came up behind him. He was sitting in a sofa. Picked him up from behind, brought him out. I'm a lot bigger than him.
Yeah, you're a lot bigger than most people.
I brought him out and danced him around the dance floor in front of her. And he really got into it. He was doing marionette moves. And eventually I got too tired to hold him up any longer, but he ended up spending the rest of the night on the dance floor. And the next morning, he said to me at breakfast, he said, you know, it wasn't just that you picked me up and danced me around the floor. It was that it was comfortable. He said, you are the gentle giant.
Yeah.
That's the name of your moving company.
He came up with your brand.
He did. And then he was the one who called the paper and put in an ad in the moving section, and all it said was Gentle Giant and our phone number, and it cost $17. And that was the only investment that was made to start the business.
What happened?
Well,
Did the phones ring?
Well, the phones rang all right because, you know, people are shopping around for a low price, and you start out with the Boston Phoenix. When I first started, it was $13 an hour.
Right. Truck and the manpower.
Well, it was just a van.
Yeah. Yeah,
didn't have a license to do moving with a truck. But a lot of people would hire me who would rent a rental truck, and I would load it for them. And then I made an agreement with a neighbor of mine who had a small moving company that when I got big jobs, we would do them together. And today, he's my fleet manager.
So it was a little alliance, a strategic alliance that you had going there.
That's correct. I didn't think I'd stay in the business. But the interesting thing was, I'd go out and do a move and give it my all, and what would happen is people would be so appreciative, I mean, to the point of ridiculousness.
Because you were giving them good service.
I was, and coming from Ireland, I thought, well, this is Americans, they're like this. But what I came to realize is that people had really, a lot of them had negative experiences with moving. And so when they saw something this much different, they were so thrilled. The truth is that the moving industry tends to compete on price a lot, mm-hmm. which results in cheap labor, which results in poor service and a bad image for the industry.
Right.
And I set about to change that. And once I saw the amount of business I was getting through referral, I decided that this was what I wanted to do. I was having a whale of a time, really enjoying it. After years behind a desk, I got back to my roots. I grew up on a farm doing hard physical labor mm-hmm. and was really having fun.
Well, that's a great story. And the lesson that you just taught us, Larry, that I want to dwell on just for a second, is this thing about price. See, I have this theory about small business that the price war is over and we lost. Small business lost. If you want to be a small business owner and you want to compete on price, you're going to lose that war because you can't outprice the people who can buy things, who can sell things cheaper than you can buy it.
Right.
And so if you can't do what you were talking about, service your customers within an inch of their lives. Provide them with creative ways of delivering a commodity. There's nothing more of a commodity than labor
right.
and a vehicle, right? So moving, I mean, a lot of movers out there, but they're not, all of them don't take care of their customers the way you take care of your customers. And that's what you've wrapped your commodity, basically the commodities that you deliver, you've wrapped that in a special level of service, and that's what's gotten you your referrals and your success.
That's absolutely right. An interesting story. We opened an office in Providence, Rhode Island a little while ago, and we checked, you know, the prices of the other movers. And for a certain level of service, there were all these movers that were charging $99, and then there were another group that were charging...
An hour?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then another group that were charging $109. And, you know, you wonder, everybody afraid to charge a dollar more than the other guy.
Right.
You know, afraid they lose the job for the price of a sandwich. Well, you know, we obviously came in there with a much higher price
right.
and are gradually establishing the fact that it's worth paying more.
You're not just delivering a commodity. You're delivering value.
Right, exactly.
That's the key. And I want you to, we're going to talk about that a little bit more, and we're going to talk about how you've grown your business. And also, when we come back, we're going to get Larry to tell us about those 3 o'clock morning wake-up calls that your business will give you sometimes and how that worked out for him. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. If you'd like to go back later today, actually all weekend, since this is Friday, it'll be up all weekend. You can hear these interviews that I'm having with the top small business owners of the year for chosen by the SBA for the United States. And you can hear these interviews over again, or you can go to the archives after this weekend, or even probably later today. You can go to the archives and find their names and find out more about if you want to listen to them again. You're welcome to do that. It's all free at jbsba.com. I want to get back to our visit with Larry O'Toole, who's the runner-up Small Business Person of the Year. He's the president and the founder of Gentle Giant Moving Company out of Somerville, Massachusetts, which is hard by to Boston, isn't it, Larry?
That's correct.
Now, you've got a centralized headquarters.
Correct.
But you've got decentralized deployment of your trucks and men.
That's right.
That way,
well, it keeps a, first of all, keeps you closer to your employees. If they live outside the city, they don't have to drive in to a central location, or they don't have to drive around the city if it's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
They drive to the depot closest to them, and then you're closer to your customers because you're going to schedule the work to go out from the depot that's closest to where your customer is moving from.
Right.
Meanwhile, we have a centralized sales and customer service all in one place so that that consolidates and increases efficiency.
Exactly. And I know that you've told me that you go anywhere from just under 200 employees in the winter to maybe as many as 300 in the summer.
That's correct. It's quite a challenge to have quality people that will come in on a regular basis in the summertime. That's a real challenge. You try to get quality people who will come back year after year, coaches, teachers, grad mm-hmm. students, some undergrad students as well that sort of meet our standards.
How do you do that? How do you attract them to come back?
Well,
you pay them extra, that more than, say, anybody else would?
Well, we do, but they get paid more as they become more expert.
Mm-hmm. So, as they become more valuable to you, then you're able to do that because you're able to convert that with your customers.
That's correct. We do. We also, if somebody stays with us for a whole summer, they do get a bonus at the end of the summer for staying the
right.
entire
good
tour.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the most challenging things. But just like our business has grown by word of mouth, our employees talk to other people that they think would be good, mm-hmm. like cousins, brothers,
and they say, this is a good place to work.
Correct.
Larry O'Toole will treat you right.
Yeah, and it's good, too, because in our business, where we're going into very expensive homes, mm-hmm. we need to have people whose character we can be absolutely certain of.
Right.
So it's good to have people that are... have other people that'll vouch for them and tell you this person's a stand-up person.
So you check the references, don't you?
We absolutely do. I mean, occasionally you'll hire people that you don't know anybody, and you have to go into very, very detailed reference checking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important thing to note, and because that's something that all small business owners should focus on is making sure that you check those references.
That's right. I think a lot of businesses, when it gets busy, they panic and they desperately need people and they lower their standards. I've even seen a lot of businesses hire back people that they have previously fired.
Wow.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah, and it does make a lot of sense, though, especially if they were fired for some reason.
Right.
Larry, what about those nights that you woke up, that your business woke you up? Something woke you up, went thump in the night and woke you up at 3 o'clock? You looked in the mirror and you said, what am I thinking? What am I doing?
Well, I got to tell you.
Did you have any of those nights?
Indeed, I did. And, you know, I wish I had the knowledge I have now back then. Of course, that would be impossible.
Right.
But
the good news is you're giving that knowledge to people who are where you were then, right now.
Well, I suppose so. It's interesting, though, no matter how much you talk to somebody about running a business, I think there's nothing to substitute for actually
doing it. Right.
For me, as I said, when I first started out in the business, I wasn't sure that this is what I was going mm-hmm. to definitely stick with. And then when I began to think, yes, maybe it is, then it took a little bit more time. Because I realized what could happen if we could maintain the stream of referral.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realized what an incredible challenge it was and how hard it would be to get it off the ground. And so... At one point, I gave myself 2 years, and I said, "If I can't make it in 2 years, then I'll call it quits." But during those 2 years, I worked, averaged probably 14 or 15 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right,
and
a lot of time.
There was a lot of some sleepless nights and some scary.
So you're a 24-year overnight success, aren't you?
That's right.
Larry O'Toole, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
What is your website?
www.gentlegiant.com.
All right. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me. Well done.
Thanks.
I'll be right back, Robin.
Jim?
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.